This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires. Like the highly consumer-rated General Grabber ATX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Business owners, you feeling the pressure running your business during changing times? With 30-plus years of HR experience, Insperity can help. Expand your possibilities at Insperity.com. Mark Schlereth in New York, three rings, two-time Pro Bowler, Fox Sports NFL analyst. He calls the Vikings this weekend Bears. I'll get to that in a second. You are a very popular, may I say, very, very popular Denver radio host. Number one morning show in Denver. Did I say very, very, very popular? Okay.
Yes, you did.
So
yes, you did.
I want to know what your callers are saying on the Russell Wilson, Nathaniel Hackett problem. And my takeaway has been, Mark, I'm always concerned. I see this with Oklahoma football now. When you hire a new coach and his side of the ball regresses, like the good coaches, McVay solves his offense quickly with Jared Goff. McDermott solved it, Belichick. When the offense is regressing and you're an offensive guy, What are people in Denver saying today? Who's getting the finger pointing the blame?
Oh, Nathaniel Hackett is getting the majority of the finger pointing, the majority of the blame. And I think ultimately, Colin, it's interesting. You know, after the week one game against Seattle, Pete Carroll came out and talked about the fact that the game plan forced Russell Wilson to his left and he doesn't throw it accurately from his left. And you know, players act like they don't listen, but, you know, Russell Wilson has rabbit ears. Right after the game in against San Francisco, in that last drive, Russell Wilson get pushed to the left. He scrambles to the left, and he throws an absolute dime to a receiver out there who catches the ball, Kendall Hinton, for a first down. And he came out in the press conference after they won that game 11-10. He goes, well, I guess I can still throw it to my left. I guess I can still move to my left and throw it to my left. That's 3 weeks later, right? Don't, like, they hear the criticism. What's Russell Wilson's criticism been? Russell Wilson's criticism has been he holds the ball too long and he can't win from the pocket. He's got to scramble around, make plays outside the pocket when things break down. So what is his focus? His focus is, I want to play another 10 years and win multiple championships. How am I going to do that? I've got to become better at orchestrating from the pocket. And I talked to Russell Wilson. This is 2020, before I did a game in Seattle against Seattle. I said, who do you study? And he said, and this is interesting. He said, I study the kind of at the line of scrimmage histrionics of Peyton Manning. And I study the accuracy and the underneath game and the timing and the motion of Tom Brady. And then I study the feet and the pocket presence of Drew Brees. And what I think is going on with Russell to play another 10 years and to win championships, you have to do it from the pocket. And he is looking at himself critically saying, I have to be better at this.
Uh-huh.
And so he is trying to morph himself into more of a Drew Brees than a, you know, off schedule, go outside the pocket and make a big throw down the football field. So what I think you're seeing is you're seeing the actual maturity and growth of a quarterback that knows, hey, I've got a weakness in my game and I've got to get better at that if I'm going to play into my 40s.
So, listen, the NFC is pretty wobbly. Right now the Rams are on their third center outside of right tackle. It's all new people from last year's Super Bowl team. They don't have a number two. It's Cooper Kupp, Tyler Higbee. Van Jefferson's out. Allen Robinson isn't working. So when you look at the NFC in totality, you have the Bears-Vikings this week. I picked them to win their division. I think they have a ceiling, but I do think they're built for the regular season. What do you want to see from Minnesota this weekend against the Bears? Because I think they're a more complete roster because of their weapons than Green Bay. Doesn't mean they'll beat them. But, you know, by the way, Cousins, since he got to Minnesota, is almost 500 against Aaron. They play Green Bay tough. What do you want to see what do you want to see from the Vikings this week on your game in Fox?
They play Green Bay tough as long as they're not playing a primetime evening game. and then they roll over. So, listen, here's what I want to see. I mean, you look at the way they're throwing the ball. Everything to me right now is underneath routes, the shallow crosses, the in-cutting shallow routes. They are not pushing the ball down the football field at all. Everything's off the boot-keep game. Everything is pretty simple, and it's pretty underneath. What I'd like to see, especially with the running game that they have and the dynamic nature that is Dalvin Cook, I'd like to see them take some shots. And one of the things they had done in the past is they've taken deep shots, especially the throwback stuff off the play pass action, where, you know, you get half the field kind of half the field isolated, then you get it back across the formation. They have not taken one of those shots in all the film I've studied, and I've studied their last three games pretty heavily. So I just haven't seen very many shots down the football field. You see one occasionally, but I'd like to see them open up that offense a little bit, especially off of the running game that they have, because they have a dynamic running game. And so you should be able to create more explosive shots off your play action. Most of the routes are dumped underneath to, you know, somebody that's crosser that's running, but it's not a wide open shot down the football field. So you see defenses packing in tight and basically eliminating a lot of the big plays. I'd like to see them take some shots down the football field and create through design, create some big shots and big plays.
You know, what's interesting is I follow college high school recruiting. And I said, what I'm seeing in states like California now is of the top 100 players in any given year in a recruiting service, 40 are receivers. Is that young kids these days, they want to play quarterback or wide receiver. They don't get hit. You can still hit a running back, and they don't want to tackle.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hit them, they get the fame, they get the money, they get the third contract. And so we have a world now where there'll never be another year in the NFL draft where we say it's a terrible receiver year. Literally, college has given us 25 to 36 can play immediately. And I look at Green Bay and I think, they don't have a one. I'm not sure they have a two. I think I would roll the dice in a two-year contract with OBJ. I think Aaron talks retirement about three times a year. I don't think it's nuts. I don't think they have enough weapons to win a Super Bowl, and I think they're in the Super Bowl class now, right? Like, that's what they're aiming for. What do you make of that rumor?
You know what? It makes sense to me. I don't know where OBJ is in regards to his health and in regards to his rehabilitation. Here's the thing that's interesting about that, because I thought there was one place that OBJ fit, and that was back with the Rams. But then I started to think about it a little bit more deeply. Like, you think about the Rams right now, Sean McVay. You think about Green Bay with Matt LaFleur. You think about, you know, Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco. You think about how all those teams are constructed. They all worked underneath Mike Shanahan in Washington. So even though the offenses look different because of personnel groupings, right? Kyle Shanahan wants to use a fullback. He wants to use multiple tight ends. He wants to use a 22 personnel. He wants to use 12 personnel. He wants to use 21 personnel, right? Where Sean McVay just wants to be an 11 personnel, three wide receivers. Where LaFleur is a mixture of all of those things, right? But they're all the same offense, Colin. It's they have an X, Y, Z, and an F receiver, okay? Those are your four receivers. Well, if you're in two tight ends, your F is your backside tight end. If you're in three Ys, your F is your slot receiver, right? So they're running the same offenses, just doing it a little differently stylistically with personnel groupings. So my thought process is a guy like Odell Beckham Jr. could walk right into Green Bay and really know that offense. He'd know all the calls. He'd understand everything simply because they're running the same offense that they're running in Los Angeles right now. So there wouldn't be that steep a learning curve for a guy like Odell to go right in there and be, you know, up to speed from a mental standpoint right off the bat.
When I was saying this the other night, they're getting Jimmy Ward back at safety here in the next couple of weeks in San Francisco. They're getting one of their top corners back. They've been doing this without Trent Williams, Elijah Mitchell, a top safety, a top corner. I think their roster is first or second best in the league. To watch them humble the Rams, Garoppolo's now 7-0 against the Rams. When you watch them as a former player, they are a throwback team. I mean, they really do feel like the best part of 1989 football. When you watch the Niners, what do you see?
I see a team that's incredibly physical and incredibly talented. Like they have, Colin, they have football players. They're positionless. Their receivers will hit you in the mouth. You know, the long Debo catch and run for a touchdown. Ayuk is down. I mean, absolutely hitting a linebacker and sending him ass over tea kettle, right? Yes. Like that's what they do. George Kittle would rather hit you in the mouth than catch five passes for a touchdown, right? He would rather knock you on your can than do that. They've got football players, and that's how they're coached, and that's the way they play. Defensively, and you mentioned this, defensively, their D-line, I mean, they won that game against the Rams and dominated a line of scrimmage against the Rams, albeit the Rams have a lot of injuries up front. But they did it without Javon Kinlaw and without Eric Armstead.
Yeah.
Two of their best players.
Yeah.
Their rotation on the defense is 8-9 deep, and they use them all. They're super good. They're super talented. They're super physical. And then here's the other thing that's cool about them. Their linebacking core is as fast as it gets with, you know, with like Greenlaw is out there, and obviously Fred Warner is out there, and Alshire is out there, and all their linebackers. The thing about them is they're so deep and so talented at that position, they don't have to play the matchup game. Meaning,
right.
We can roll out in base,
yeah.
Right? We can roll out in base. What are you, in three wides? Guess what? Like, they're global, Jim. We're better than you, and we know it. Like, we'll run our three linebackers against your three wide receivers. We don't care because we're that speedy, we're that athletic, we're that good. So they don't have to get in and go, oh, what personnel are they in? Oh, quick, it's 11. Everybody, you know, get our nickel guy out. They don't have to play that game. They can line up and say, we're going to dictate to you. You're not going to dictate to us. They're an outstanding, you're right, roster-wise, they're outstanding. And when they get Elijah Mitchell back, who is their kind of bell cow.
And Trent Williams, forget it. Wow.
Trent Williams is not from this planet. Like, Trent Williams is one of the first, I'm kidding you not. Kyle Shanahan told me, listen, he's one of the very few people I've ever seen on a football field where guys stop practice to watch him practice. Like they stop and they go, oh, Trent's got a one-on-one right now. Let's watch him kill somebody. Like that's how they operate. So he's just an amazing, one of the most amazing players in the National Football League, bar none.
Mark Schlereth, he'll be on the show after us. Good seeing you, buddy.
You too, man.
All right.
Take care, bud.
Yeah, they don't have Greenlaw. They don't have two of their top defensive tackles. Their star running back, their number one or two corner, and their star safety. Well, now they have two star safeties. And they dominated the Rams. I'm telling you, roster-wise, defensively, Buffalo is the only team in the league that is close to San Francisco. And they're the only other team. Buffalo's got D-line, linebackers, corners, safeties. There's two teams in the league that at every level have multiple great players. San Francisco and Buffalo.
You spin this forward, Colin. I cannot wait for the 49ers. They get to the Super Bowl with Jimmy G again. What do you do in the offseason? That's just such a fascinating topic.
Seriously, they have two Pro Bowl level running backs, a Pro Bowl levels. Jimmy Ward's a great. They have three defensive linemen who are fantastic.
The new kid from USC in the secondary.
Hufanga.
He's amazing. A really good young talent.
They're
good. And Lynch and Shanahan are going to have big questions. Like, is Trey Lance still the guy coming off this major surgery?
Well, it's a hard roster to experiment with. It's so good and so deep, it kind of forces you into, we can't mess around with this. Yeah. We can't figure out if blank. You know, again, does Trey Lance come back? You know, he's going to get into a run at it, obviously, and maybe he succeeds. But this team, if you look at the NFC, to me, only the Eagles and the Buccaneers match up at all in the trenches. And I'm not sure Tampa does. I think Philly does. But Philly and San Francisco are so good up front defensively. They just basically base formation, base defense, move people, move the line of scrimmage.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+ age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
All right, let's start with the Aaron Judge record-setting 60-second home run last night. A lucky fan in the stands was able to catch the ball, and when asked what he was going to do with it, he said, "That's a good question. I haven't thought about it yet." You saw a guy go over the edge here, Colin. He fell down trying to catch
it. Is he okay? Do we know that?
I had no idea. That being said, I am curious. I had a lot of questions about this last night. So what do? Do you keep the ball for your memorabilia collection?
Well, if I was in my 20s, I'd keep the ball. Now, I'd give it back.
You give the ball back?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're not selling it back.
How bad would it look if I caught a baseball as a sportscaster and got the most money I could get out of it? That's not giving back to... Look how much sports has given me. I'd give it back to Judge. Now, in my 20s, I was broke. I'd have probably taken the ball and taken the money.
Well, let's go 30s. in your 30s, are you giving it back?
I would say when I was broke, I'd keep the ball. I'm not somebody that wants to keep somebody else's. I'm not into that.
Okay, fine. Isn't there a middle ground where you just say, you know what, just the market's saying $2 million.
If I was
$1 million.
Here's what I would
ball.
Say. Give me, for me, if I was a diehard baseball fan, can I get two season tickets somewhere where the ball landed left field for the year? What's wrong with that? That's like $10,000.
When the market value is saying maybe $2 million?
I'm not trying to be a moralist here. I am not about... It's Aaron Judge, it's baseballs, it's not mine. I'm not into it. These people fighting for baseballs. But again, this is, in my 20s, maybe I would have been that guy. But I in the last 20 years of my life, whenever this stuff happens.
But nobody's saying you have to be some money-grubbing dude who wants, give me all the money. You could always like set up baseball programs in impoverished neighborhoods. You could donate some of the money somewhere to some baseball program. I know you got a lot of guys on
staff.
What
would you do?
I would obviously sell the ball. I give Aaron Judge first. Hey, you want it? The market's saying $2 million. Give me $1.2 million.
Ooh.
I'll donate $200,000 of it, and you got to pay taxes. And I don't know. Maybe I'll go buy a ranch like you have out there.
No, in the country.
I'm somewhere.
Not. Listen, I understand. 99% of people would keep it. I get it. I'm just saying. You asked me if I would keep it. My position now in my life, no, I wouldn't. I'd give it back to baseball.
Are
and
you
Aaron
a
Judge.
Memorabilia guy?
Not at all.
Yeah,
I don't have a single press pass I've saved in my life. Not one. I know guys in my business have 600 press passes. I haven't saved one. I don't have an autograph. I don't have anything.
You want to throw those in the casket?
I literally, when I pass away, nobody will know I was a sportscaster.
Yeah.
I don't have any.
I'm more into experiences than buying
memorabilia. Same here. I'm the same way. Totally same way.
Like, let's go on a baller trip to Hawaii.
That's what I'm into. I got pictures. My kids will remember me from vacation.
You don't think they'll remember the press pass from Super Bowl 37?
I'm not into that stuff. Whatever. To each their own.
Yeah. All right. Next up, what are we doing here? Eagles, last undefeated team in the NFL, 4-0. Last time Philly started 4-0 was in 2004 when McNabb and Terrell Owens, T.O. baby, got them to the Super Bowl. McNabb was asked if he thinks this year's team is like his former squad, but he believes they're still a little ways away.
I personally think that this team, just from what we're seeing right now, they're about a year or two away. And I say that because I think they have to continue to play together. The core of players on this particular team are kind of toward the end. Fletcher Cox, the Kelseys. We were young. We had already been to NFC championships, and we were just one piece away from being at three NFC championships. This team here is just trying to find a way to get a playoff win. I like what they're doing. They're going to continue to grow. Pieces that no one expected to step up are really stepping up. So I'm excited of the run. I'm just going to enjoy the moment and continue to watch this growth.
Yeah, I totally disagree with him. A year or two away. Like,
no,
has McNabb looked at the schedule?
My guess is they're going to get into the playoffs as a number one seed, win a playoff game or two, and then they're going to meet that Jalen's going to face a defense, and he's going to unravel a little against the Niners, or he'll not be able to beat Brady in a big spot. I think there's steps to it. Last year they got in. This year they win a playoff game or two. So I do think that they're a year away from winning a Super Bowl. I think it steps. I think it just takes time. I mean, Brady joined a great roster. This is a roster that's got some new pieces. Hurts is very young. He still doesn't handle the blitz great.
He's on his rookie deal. They got a lot of talent. Bradbury to the secondary. They got two good corners.
No, I get it.
Colin, they're going to, if they get the number one seed, I would definitely take them against the 49ers in a home playoff game against Jimmy G.
No, I wouldn't. No way. No, I think the Niners would control. No, I think the Niners defense, they are missing four starters, and they completely shut the Rams down. They're missing four high-end.
The Rams are limited with a weak offensive line. But I mean, the Eagles grayed out as the number one or two offensive line in the league through 4 weeks.
McVay, Kupp, Stafford can't move the ball.
Right.
Missing four. Think about the Bills were missing four or five starters, and Miami beat them. And the Ravens take them to the last play. Rams were out of that game in 8 minutes. Niners missing four high-end defensive starters, a safety, a corner, interior, and a defensive end.
So ranking the NFC right now, you go...
Well, I think Philadelphia deserves to be ranked number one, but I think San Francisco, Tampa are
in the postseason.
And I think those teams will get healthier and better. I think Philadelphia, what you're seeing is the best of Philadelphia. They're healthy. Yeah.
It's tough to go into Philly in January and win playoff.
I am not disputing that.
You know they can get very lubricated out there in Philadelphia.
I get it.
It's a scene.
I get it.
All right, now final story. The Indianapolis Colts, disappointing start to the season. 1-2-1. They had the tie against the Texans in the opener. Short week to prepare for Nathaniel Hackett and company. And no Jonathan Taylor, out with a high ankle sprain.
How are they going to score?
Michael Pittman, maybe? This is a... Matty Ice could be under some pressure. I haven't seen an update on Randy Gregory. I don't know if you've seen anything, but that's a big loss for the Denver pass rush. Denver's defense should be able to shut him down. Surtain on Pittman. I don't know. This feels like maybe you want to bet the first half under. I just saw 20.5. We know Denver's anemic offensively.
Ursay last year, they didn't want... Chris Ballard didn't, and Frank Reich didn't want to get rid of Wentz. They didn't want to get rid of him. Ursay freaked out. After they
wouldn't
lost
you after that Jacksonville
catastrophe? Well, no, I wouldn't as an owner. I wouldn't freak out. I'd let my GM and my coach handle the team. So they get rid of Wentz, which puts the GM and the coach in a, okay, we've got to win now, and we've got to reboot the offense with a older, less athletic quarterback. They now struggle offensively. Poor Wentz has to have a defensive head coach, so he's regressing. So this Ballard and Frank Reich, why would Ballard and Frank Reich, when your quarterback had 27 picks, big guy that's active and moves, why would you say, you know what we need? An older quarterback with less of an arm that doesn't move. And we've got to win or we lose our jobs. You can tell that's not what they wanted to do.
It could have been more than just the Jacksonville game. Remember the COVID?
That could have played a part.
Ursay might have just been like, get this guy out of my face.
I know. I think the COVID thing did tick Ursay off. And I said before, I didn't like Wentz and Cousins not getting vaccinated. You only have one starting quarterback in a franchise.
We did both like Matt Ryan going to the Colts.
I like him.
He was good last year.
But he's not nearly as athletic.
No left tackle really hurts.
He
looks so skittish in the pocket, Colin. Okay. Like he's afraid of like getting hit, and he leads the league in fumbles for quarterbacks.
But you know it was an Ursay call to get rid of Wentz because Ballard and Reich both know they've got to win. They wanted to start over on offense with an older, less athletic quarterback?
I'll give Reich a little bit of defense. 5 years, five different starting quarterbacks.
I think he's a good coach. I think Ballard and him are excellent. I think you've got an impulsive owner historically. Now, Ballard should be criticized. They need to be better at wide receiver. I think left tackle and wide receiver, they're not good enough. And in this league,
they're not good at cornerback either.
Okay, well, the big positions, they're not good enough. They're good in a lot of spots that don't matter as much. Linebacker, interior O-line, safety, that doesn't matter as much.
Can Frank Reich, if you're a owner around the league, like Frank Reich, would he go to, I don't know, Washington after
Absolutely,
this?
I'd hire Frank Reich.
Okay, because remember, Wentz is there. It sounds like Ron Rivera is in trouble.
Well, I would draft a quarterback, so. All right, J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News. Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast. Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
All have different ideas about success. Achieve it at different times. Midwest-based Stifel. Don't go about your retirement alone. Stifel.com. S-T-I-F-E-L. All right, it's Wednesday hump day. We're going to call it hump day or dump day. Do we think these teams have turned it around? Do we feel pretty good about them? Or are they fool's gold and they're still a mess? Here we go, J-Mac.
A mild confusion on my end on this, but I'm going to see how you answer this first one. Are the Miami Dolphins over the hump or still a dump?
Well, they're over the hump, and here's why. Their rookie coach has beaten Belichick, John Harbaugh, and Sean McDermott. When Tua is healthy, they're 3-0. And they won't fold with Teddy Bridgewater. They're second in the NFL in yards per play in an increasingly offensive league. This is a real team that is capable, like Dallas, and they're better than Dallas, of reeling off three or four wins of the next five if they had to play a backup.
Yeah, I was thinking still a dump only because the owner, and then they just fired doctor, and the bullying, and the Brian Flores lawsuit.
This is a really good roster with a really good coach. I like them.
Okay. Are the New York Jets over the hump or still a dump?
They're still a dump.
Oh, come on.
They're averaging 19 a game, six straight losing seasons. We don't know if they have the right coach in year two. And their wins are over Trubisky, Pickett, and the Browns, Brissett. Jacoby Brissett. So let's slow down.
I can't wait for them to spank Miami Sunday. Yeah. Are the Chargers? Oh, boy. Here we go. Over the hump or still a dump?
Okay, this is the hardest one. They're over the hump because they lead the NFL in passing. So they're doing what you need to do, and they've had a ton of injuries. Here's what worries me. They have a defensive coach. They're 30th in defense. It's the second straight year they can't get people off the field. So your coach has to master his side of the ball, and they've got players. So I am worried about this team in this division. If Denver was playing well, I would have real concerns. They're not, so they feel like the second-best team in the division.
Speaking of Denver, Denver Broncos over the hump or still a dump?
I made a big mistake, still a dump. They're just not good enough. Most penalized team, six offensive touchdowns, tied for the fewest. I think they have a coordinator elevated above his abilities. And, I mean, listen, their wins are against... I mean, one of their wins is against the Texans, and they struggled in that one. So it's not. I don't have a lot of confidence going forward. I made a mistake on that.
Okay, it's an easy one.
And they also the only team that has a new staff and a new starting quarterback. They're the only team in the league with that.
Since you're struggling a bit with this, let's go to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Over the hump or still a dump?
No, I mean, I think they're over the hump because they got the right coach, offensive coach. They spent the most money in the league on free agency. And here's the other thing. Three of their first four games have been on the road. Now they come home for a stretch. So they're going to play better. Also, look at the data. In that division, they're a top 10 offense and defense in the league. So I think they're the most talented team in that division. And I don't think with the weapons, running back, tight end, Evan Ingram, receivers, I think they have a chance to pull away from the division by the end of the month. I mean, I early November, if they had a three-game lead, would you be shocked? I wouldn't.
No. I like talking about bad teams. So the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, they're a dump. Listen, they have the worst scoring offense in the league. They trailed by 17-plus points in three of their four games. And Matt Ryan, scared for his life, leads the NFL in turnovers with 8. And you've got an owner, unrealistically, moved Carson Wentz out. And so you got older and slower at quarterback with a left tackle issue. They got a lot of issues. I got a lot of issues.
Speaking of issues, the Cleveland Browns over the hump or still a dump?
Still a dump. Let's be honest about this. Their schedule now coming up is Chargers, Ravens, Bengals, Dolphins at the Bills. Like they're in big trouble. One of their wins is over the Panthers, which this morning I think is the worst team in the league. Houston can give you pushback. I mean, Houston took the Chargers to, like, end of the game, right? Yeah. Like, this is not a very good team. By the way, I like Stefanski. Hadn't had a ton to work with at quarterback, but he's a 500 coach so far. In fact, his record this morning is 10-11. Yeah, is what he is.
Yeah. How about the 3-1 Giants over the hump or still a dump?
What do you think I'm going to say?
I think you're going to go dump.
Yeah. I mean, again, let's be realistic. They're one of the two teams averaging more rushing yards than passing yards. The Bears are the other. I think Saquon Barkley has been a pleasant surprise. Yeah. I think both their tackles are going to be in the league for a long time. So they got that solved. Like Seattle. Seattle's got two tackles they went and drafted this year. They can both play. Giants have their tackles figured out. That matters, right? But, you know, 9 plays. That's it. All year. 4 games, they have 9 plays over 20 yards. So it's a pop gun offense. And Daboll, I think, is doing the most you can do with Daniel Jones. I think he's doing a great job, but we all know it's limited.
Yeah.
Right?
Seattle Seahawks, Colin, this one could be a little controversial. Over the hump or still a dump?
Okay. They're really close. Those two tackles can play.
To which one, hump or dump?
I'd say they're on the fence. But because we know they want a quarterback, it's dump territory.
Right.
Geno's not the answer. But they have been shockingly good, and they had a very good draft. Second worst scoring defense. Again, what worries me is the defense isn't solved. So next year, they got to get a quarterback with their first pick. They pay too much for safeties. But I like their athleticism. Very rarely can you get both tackles right in one draft. And they nailed left tackle. I think they found a right tackle. I would go out now, because they're not going to pay their quarterback next year. I'd go out and get the best center on the market, and for the next 8 years, you're setting the O-line. They're very close. They've played way better than I thought they would.
All right, let's go to the Minnesota Vikings. Over the hump, still a dump?
Over the hump.
Oh.
Only okay. Lost to Philadelphia, at Philadelphia. Schedule gets really easy, mostly. And last 2 years, they've played more close games than any team in the league. Last year, they lost too many. This year, they're starting to win them. They got outplayed by Detroit, and they won. Saints, close late, and they won. You know how it goes. You never lose all the close games. They're starting to win the close ones.
Chicago Bears. We can be brief on this one.
Dump. Worst passing offense in the league. Justin Fields ranks last in virtually every offensive. I mean, in almost everything. Completion finally, percentage, yards per throw.
The Atlanta Falcons, who are, I think, 2-2?
Okay, still a dump. Their schedule, they've been really solid against average teams. Here come the Bucks, Niners, Bengals. They are 4-0 against the spread.
Yes.
So that means they've surprised us with their level of play. Another thing about them. You think Mariota is going to get through 17 games?
No shot.
No way. So again, Seattle and Atlanta better than we thought, but the difference is I think Seattle's got more pieces to compete this morning than the Falcons do.
Yep.
Seattle, that's the best draft they've had in a long time. Very promising. It's the herd.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.